You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a lot of towns are full of forgotten, tucked away rooms that have been lost to history. We'll learn about a few of those hidden, sometimes secret spaces in Eau Claire.
First, if you're looking to settle a grievance with your financial institution, taking it to court may be off the table. Last night, the United States Senate moved to block new regulations that would have allowed consumers to join class action lawsuits to sue their bank or credit card companies to resolve financial disputes as opposed to settling them in arbitration.
After a 50-50 vote count, Vice President Mike Pence cast the deciding vote in favor of ending that rule, which initially came from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Renee Merle joins us now. She's a financial reporter for The Washington Post covering Wall Street and white-collar crime. Renee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Renee, what was the decision coming out of the Senate yesterday?
The Senate basically decided to block regulations that had been approved by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. The CFPB had studied the issue of arbitration clauses. This is like the fine print that you agree to when you sign up for a credit card or open a bank account. This says that if you have a problem with your bank, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, whoever, that you're not going to sue them. You're not going to go join a class action suit. You're going to figure it out through arbitration. And the CFPB has said that actually these forced arbitration clauses, you know, we don't want them to be as widely used. They were going to basically block the use of those kinds of that kind of language and make it possible for consumers to sue their financial institution if they wanted to.
Go ahead.
I say, obviously, banks and the Republicans didn't like this, and so they got together. Republicans last night voted to block the CFPB from implementing that rule.
And the Senate was deadlocked on this, meaning the vice president had to cast a deciding vote. What can you tell us about how those votes lined up?
It was largely along partisan lines. There were two Republicans who broke ranks. Senator Lindsey Graham, who has long supported the use of class action lawsuits. He's just always been an outlier as a Republican on this issue. And then Senator Kennedy as well from Louisiana broke ranks. It's unclear to me why he broke ranks particularly, but two Republicans broke ranks, so that left it at 50-50, and that's why Vice President Pence was called in to break the tie.
Can you talk us through what advocates of the rule had to say and what critics had to say?
So on the side of the advocates, on the side of the CFPB, the argument was that you're signing away your rights to sue without even knowing it. It's in the fine print of all of these agreements. Nobody looks at it. And in some cases, the arbitration process isn't fair. It's not going to, the arbitration is usually paid for and set up by the bank so that perhaps that they have more control about how this all plays out and how it happens. And so, you know, in some cases, they're saying a class action lawsuit will bring more publicity to whatever issue that you found and allow a lot of people to band together to go after a bank for bad practices. On the other side of the argument are these banks who say, look, it's, you know, arbitration is faster, cheaper for all of us. Going through the court system is really expensive and time consuming. And in a lot of cases, what the consumer and the bank are fighting over is perhaps $30 or $40. Nobody wants to go to court for that. So let's just figure this out through arbitration. No reason to get a bunch of lawyers involved. They say that, you know, that allowing class action lawsuits is great for trial attorneys, but not for consumers.
We're talking to Renee Merle right now, financial reporter for The Washington Post, looking at Senate regulations, why the Senate blocked new regulations that would have made it easier for consumers to sue their bank or credit card company to resolve financial disputes. And it sounds as though some of the debate around this drew in consumer sentiment around Equifax and Wells Fargo, both of which have been in the news for bad reasons for those companies, are dealing with some pushback from consumers there. How did that aspect play out?
Well, definitely. Both Wells Fargo and Equifax, of course, are persona non grata right now. Big financial institutions that have been blamed for doing a lot of things wrong to consumers. And so Democrats and consumer advocates have really latched on to these companies and said that supporting a repeal of the arbitration rule, going against the CFPB, was in essence being for Wells Fargo and Equifax, that you would be giving these two companies a get-out-of-jail-free card, that since consumers wouldn't be able to sue them as easily, that you were basically siding with these big financial institutions, you're siding with big banks. And so it you know, became just a way to clarify the issue publicly for Democrats and for some of these consumer groups. There was one advocate, Amanda Werner, who actually dressed up as a Monopoly character for the Monopoly board game and would sit during congressional hearings and try to get into camera range. She's, you know, had on a black top hat, white mustache, a monocle, and she's like waving around big fake money and trying to get people's attention and saying, hey, don't let, you know, this arbitration issue just go by the wayside. So the Democrats and these progressive groups are really trying to use the public's anger at Equifax and Wells Fargo and use that to galvanize support for the CFPB rule.
Renee, what recourse do consumers have left with this option off the table?
Well, you have a status quo. In most of the cases, that you're going to have no option but to go through arbitration and kind of hope that you get somebody, a good arbiter. A lot of times the arbitration usually is paid for by the bank, and there might be a cap on how much you can recover, and then sometimes it's kept private, kept secret. And so, but it all depends on what your contract says. You have to literally read the fine print of those things. In some cases, it does require arbitration. Sometimes it says first arbitration, and if you don't like the result, then perhaps you can go to small claims court, but you still can't, you know, file a class action lawsuit. So it really depends on what your contract with these institutions says, but it could be anything from arbitration or nothing to perhaps small claims court, or maybe there's a small loophole, though I haven't heard of any that would let you join a class action lawsuit. But in most cases, you're going to be kept to arbitration.
Do you see any other financial regulations looking at another pass through Congress, maybe being rolled back in the coming months?
Oh, for sure. If Congress is able to get through tax reform and, you know, lowering the tax rate, that was just obviously a big priority of President Trump, if they're able to get through that by the end of this year, which I'm not sure they will, but if they do, then I think that early 2018 we'll see a big push towards loosening a lot of the regulations that were put on the financial sector after the financial crisis in 2008. The House has already passed some legislation that that Wall Street has asked for in this area, but the Senate has yet to take it up. But once tax reform clears, and as long as health care and Obamacare doesn't come back up, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we spent several months going through efforts to deregulate some of these big banks.
Renee, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Renee Merle is a financial reporter for The Washington Post, covering Wall Street and white-collar crime, joining us to look at why the Senate blocked new regulations that would have made it easier for consumers to sue their bank account or credit card company to resolve financial disputes.